We've been very lucky throughout the year, I think. I mean, you need that little bit of luck if you're going to win championships. I think it's, you know, it's just important that, that everything falls right sometimes. And Saturday, it certainly fell well for us. We were sort of focused on doing it over two games and on winning it at home. But as we've seen this season, there's been many a little disruptive, you know, performances and results. And but everything fell in place for us this weekend.
I mean, it shouldn't take anything away from the championship win, which, of course, quite rightly stole all the headlines. But that was a very good win at Salisbury.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's been overshadowed by the thing. I mean, we spoke about it after the game. As I said, last weekend after North Lee, we were looking for a bit more focus, a bit more purpose, you know, from the start. And we certainly got that this weekend. I mean, we were two up. They had a great chance to get back in the game. Alex has made a great save. But then after that, we've kept them quiet until the second half, and then Alex made another double save in the second half. And they were great chances for them, but I can't think of too many others outside of them two or three. But our performance was strong. It was, you know, it was very professional, I thought, especially second half. We kept our shape really well and was disciplined, and it was a, you know, really good, really strong team performance.
Of course, there's going to be something of a party atmosphere at Edgar Street this weekend. We would expect that. But no doubt your message will be, let's keep the focus and see it through to the end of the season.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we've got six games to go. And I've spoken to a few of the lads today. And I think in many ways, this weekend will be tougher than last weekend, because it's going to be probably a tougher game psychologically rather than physically. The games are always tough physically, but I think this time around, you know, they're knowing they've done it already, and we did it last year. You know, we won the league with a game to go, and then we went on and won a second leg of a semi-final, and won two finals, and then obviously played in the third one, which we lost. But we kept our focus really well. This time it's going to be tougher because we've got six league games to go, and still two cup games, because now we've qualified as champions. We'll play in the championship game against the winners from the central division. Then games are spread out now over the next 6 weeks. So we're not going to have, it's not this time where the games are close together. They're quite far apart. So it's really important that we stay focused. And of course, we've still got our part to play in the league, because we've got to go to Evesham, we've got to go to Taunton, and obviously the teams in the playoffs will expect us to go there and do things right, but that's the only way we know how to do things anyway. So it'll be interesting to see how our Saturday is. I think Saturday will be the one to get it out of their system, and celebrate what they've achieved. And then, you know, I'm not saying back to work, because I'll expect to win on Saturday, as always. But then it's down to the serious business of five games to go, and let's make sure we've got some really tough games at home. Winchester and Barton won't be easy. And obviously, we're not sure what's happening in Didcot yet. But obviously, we've got the two games away, Evesham and Taunton. They're going to be really tough games for us. And if we don't go there and prepare properly and apply ourselves properly, we'll be embarrassed.